Om Shanti. So today's topic of the 22nd of December 2019 is If Not Now, Then Never. If Not Now, Then Never, the Avyak Muni of today. So what do you think? What is Baba trying to tell us? Importance of time, yes. What else? And the time is referring to what time in the cycle? The confluence age. Baba is telling us the importance of time, the time of the confluence age. What else do you think? What do you think that Baba wants to tell us? If not now, then never. What are we supposed to do? Yes, so Baba is reminding us that now we are in the time where we are in the creation time. Yeah? We are creating our own cycle. If I would say, we are the creator of our own creation. But Baba is inspiring us. He's enabling us. So what we do, we need to know that whatever we do now, we have to be very cautious. Cautious because whatever we are putting into, you know, when you're making your ingredients, whatever you're putting into that to make a scalpel or to whatever you are creating, that is it that will carry you down the cycle. This is now the creation time. So, and you also know that this will repeat. So that's why we have to be also very cautious. So he's inspiring us to do things and we should not postpone them. If we postpone, time is lost. That's why he says, remember the times you are in and do not postpone and do it now if possible. Also he inspires us that our thoughts, our words, our deeds, like we said, remember that everything we do plays a big role for the next kalpa. Another point of if not now, then never is a point of determination. Whatever you do, you should be determined to finish it off and not postpone it. Because also that is one of the powers. If you don't have the power now, when the Father is here, you don't realize how you're going to get the power, where you're going to get the strength from. So remember, you are an ancestor soul. You are the one who are supposed to first become complete. And only then, by having your power and you having determination and all the powers that Baba has talked about, only then you can help other souls. Remember? Because Baba is here, so we are the fortunate souls who have had the chance to have direct connection with the Father. The other souls do not know what we are doing here. The other souls have not woken up so early and connected with Baba directly. Yes, they know that the Father exists. They've talked a lot about the Father. But they don't know the depth like we know. So now that the Father is here and we know it, if we don't use the opportunity now, then that is how we're going to go. We have to realize that. We have to realize that everything we are doing is our own creation and we are going down. So if you do not do it now when the Father is there, where will you get the help from? Other souls cannot help you. We'll not be able to give you all the virtues and powers. Baba has come to tell us all the virtues and powers. If you think back, before we thought we know what is love. Is that really love? Baba gave us the depth of it. He says love was what? More attachment, desires. It was all false. If you don't have love now when the Father has come, when are you going to have love? If you do not create a relationship with Father now, if not now, then when are you going to have it? Down the cycle, you will never have love then. It is now that you have to have so much love for the Father. You have to be, Baba says in the Muli today, it is a wonder, what a wonderful couple you are now. Otherwise, down the cycle, you will have problems with relationship and love. It's your creation now. I don't know if you understand the depths of it. Baba is telling us very, very deep secrets here. So he says also all the powers and virtues, if you don't take it from him now, no one will ever give it to us. So the virtues of peace, happiness, if we don't create it now. Baba has told us where to go back to get our happiness. We go to where? Where do we go in our meditation? Baba says, happiness, money is in the... Baba gives us the five forms to practice. And where does he give you all the happiness that you'll ever have? Which form? As the Father in Paramdham, and then? In the deity form. All the wealth, all the happiness you have there. That's why he says practice that, so that you go back to your original self. So when you want peace, where do you go? Shantidham. So we have to do that. If we don't, then we'll never have it. And this is the time when we have to do that. We have to remember that everything we are doing is identical. We'll repeat identically. Baba says it's accurate even. So we need to know that whatever we are doing, we have to recognize the time we are now. If not now, then never. Really, if not now, then never. Baba says you are creating now, and if you don't do it, that is what is going to go down the cycle. Whatever you need in life, for example, for the whole cycle, it is now that you are creating it as well. Whatever you will need in life. If you do not know about the other cycle, how can you make it permanent? You make everything permanent, you need to have the importance of the confluence age now. So remember what we are doing is really, we are in the time of establishment and in the time of creation. And what are we doing? We are helping the Father in His creation. We are creating a new world. We are establishing a new world right now. And Baba is using His children to do that. And who are the children? We are the children. So we have to help the Father. We have to recognize that. That's why Baba says, you are so fortunate. Do you know how fortunate you are? He says, I'm the one who praises you. If I praise you, what does that mean? Nobody can ever praise you like that. Even the deities cannot praise you. Even from copper age, when you are worthy of worship, you cannot be praised like that. So if God praises you Himself, you can imagine. So each one has to give their little finger in cooperation to establish the new world. And again, he says that everything depends on how much we recognize and how much we take now from the Father. Baba says, I have opened the treasure store. The key is there. Open, take everything. Do not leave anything. Take it, everything you want. Take everything, feel yourself, and then go out and do service. He wants us to accumulate as much as possible. Fill your treasure store. Once you fill your treasure store, how do we fill our treasure store? We know the Father has come. He says, wake up in the morning. He has given us the four pillars of knowledge, Srimad, you know it. So he tells us what to do. He says, just follow. Do not think of the mundane things anymore. You are not ordinary anymore. You are very elevated souls. You have a very big aim and objective to do. What is your aim and objective? Create the new world. What else? What's your aim and objective? What is Baba's first aim and objective? What he always talks about in the mullis, what he tells us. Yes, Baba's first aim and objective is the purifier. And he comes to purify all of us. So have you thought about it? When he says he comes to purify us, he's making you pure first. No? When you are pure, you can imagine how much effort you have to make to become pure yourself. So when you are pure, Baba says, then you'll be able to purify all the others with Baba's help. And they don't need that much energy and effort like you, because you are the ones who started the cycle. So you're the one who did most. You went down and you had them. You did the ones who went into most defamation. You are the one who went to most impurities. So now your effort has to be more than the other souls. I used to wonder, we say we have millions of souls around, no? Isn't it? So at the end, Baba says, when the time comes, we all have to be pure and go back. But how are those souls going to become pure? with the help of who? The help of us. Yeah? So they won't need that much of energy. That is my personal training. They won't need that much of energy like we need. We needed to connect directly to the power station to get that power, to become pure, to do all this effort. The Sambhava says intense effort as well. And only then they will be able, once we are pure, with our energy and our pure thoughts, pure feeling, elevated thoughts, elevated actions, they will be able to purify. They won't take long. It won't take them long to go through the process like we have to. So the father is then enabler. And he says, if you're not enjoying love now, when are you going to enjoy love with the Supreme? So these are all points to think about. So we need to have especially love, because without love, there's nothing. And one of the virtues, when one morning I remember Baba says, if you have love, then all the other virtues come automatically. You don't have to do much for it. You know, we have to get rid of all the vices, like detachment. No, we have to detach. What is the other vice? What are the other? Anger. We have to get rid of anger. What other? Lust. Ego. Greed. So those are the five main ones. So now if we work more on love, love for the self first, love with Baba, automatically we see each other as brothers and we love each other. It will be easy not to have ego, not to have attachment, because then we are in a soul conscious state and then it will be easy. That's why Baba talks about easy Raja Yoga. I used to always wonder, is it really easy Raja Yoga? But if the father is saying it, it is easy. It is I, the soul, who does not understand that I am here with the Father and I have to do it because I have the Father with me. And if I have faith in the Father, then it becomes all easy. It is true, no? You have the experience. I'm sure all of you have had experiences now when you have recognized the Father, you have come to Madhuban. So for example, Baba says, you are so fortunate you are here. Now we are really, if we can call it maybe the center, the powerhouse itself, right here we are with Baba. So fortunate we are. So we are taking everything as much as possible. And also we are fortunate to meet the family. We are going to travel together, all of us, down the cycle. Each one will come at their own time, but we're going to travel together. So you see, those are very, very deep things and also very sweet things to know. So even if I don't know you locally, because before we had a lot of love for our family, our relatives, our friends, we had so much attached them to them. But now we've come to know, it doesn't mean that I need to know you for me to love you. I can also love you without knowing you. No? And maybe even I give you more love than when I know you. And this is called unlimited love. This is what Baba is trying to show us. So also at the confluence stage, Baba is telling us that we should have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. So this zeal and enthusiasm that we have ourselves will automatically awaken the other souls. So you see, everything depends on how much we are doing. So that's why he says, awaken souls, awaken my children. He awakened us from the sleep of Kumbhakarna. If we do not wake up, even though he's speaking to us and we do not understand, we are creating that for the cycle. So in one mole he says, try not to sleep during Amrit Vela. And one of the things that came up to my mind is, you know, in one of the different religions, especially, I think it's the Muslim, they say that between 4 and 5, you should not blink your eyes because at that time God comes. No? So now can you imagine, Baba says that between this time I come, so whatever I'm giving you, you won't be able to take. We know it's not like that. It's not that he's giving you only then. He gives you all the time. You always stay with the Father. So he says, make me your companion. So everything you do, remember we promised on the path of devotion, we said when you come, what you will do? What did you promise the Father? You'll follow him. What else? What did you tell him? What you'll do with him? We will eat with him. We will drink with him. We will sleep with him. We'll dance and everything we'll do with the Father. No, we promised that. And now that he has come, he has to remind us because we've forgotten. So there we are, we have to do that. We have to make the Father one with us. And only then you will progress. And Baba says you will be able to do wonders. And anyway, you are already doing wonders. Wherever you are, Baba says you will do wonders, and you are doing wonders. So, if not now, then never. You have to do now. And whatever you do now, also you have to make so much effort that you have to do intense effort. Baba says it's no more just time to do effort, but intense effort. And that intense effort, that vibration, will help others also to awaken wherever they are. Those who are around you, you awaken them. So Mama's slogan was always also, now, not tomorrow. Mama always said, now, now, now. And then he talks about donation. The greatest donation is when? When do you think is the greatest donation? Yeah, but when is it? When? What time do we have? Do we do donations where we have the greatest reward or accumulation? Now. So if not now, then never. We also have to understand that Brahma Baba understood it. No, he gave everything. He didn't blink one second. Even though he had a family, he gave everything. And in return, that was his reward. He became number one because he recognized God and he did everything. So in turn, we have to also realize that we need to give donation now. What does donation, for my understanding, is we have to do everything that you do, even if you sweep, even if you clean in the kitchen. Anything you do in the yagya, you are receiving a reward for it. And that you are taking with you down the cycle. Whether you give money, whether you give wealth, whether your thoughts, whether your drishti, whether your good wishes, everything you do, you are taking it with you down the cycle. This is very important to know. It's not because somebody else is not doing, I won't do. Or because this one you are telling me. No, Baba says you have to say hanji. No, to everything, if you say hanji, which Brahma Baba did, he saw the reward of it. So we need to realize that. Because sometimes Maya comes in between and pulls us back. No, we still, why me, why me, why me. So many why and what. Baba says, don't go into expansion. Just do it. Do it because you are the first one who's been asked. So if you've been asked, for example, and you do it, you're the first one to get the benefit from it. And you accumulate. I'll give the example the sister gave one here. Says when they were building this center where we are right now, Om Shanti Bhavan. After the Muli, the sister announced that they needed help to carry the stones, the cement to carry up to build. So there were few souls who woke up immediately and said they want. So they helped. But then the job was not finished. So the next day again, they had to announce, could you come and please help? So more souls came. So who benefited the most? The first souls who came first benefited the most. Those who came afterwards the second time, they will benefit, no problem. But the first one, because they reacted immediately, they got the most benefit. So we need to realize that as well. If not now, then never. So we have to do charity and give it at this time. So the greatest charity we do now is the donation for down the cycle. Whatever you do, remember, is not for anybody else, it's for myself. Because I'm going to journey alone. And whatever I do, is I take it with me. So you have to put that into practice. So when you do not do, Baba says, in the Muli today, he says also, if you think about it, and you're not doing it immediately, you're still thinking, you are told to do something, and you're still thinking about it. This time you have given, who comes in? Maya will come in. So don't give Maya a chance, because if you give her a chance, if she can take it, she takes it all. So if not now, then never. So do not give a gap for Maya to come in. So do what you have to do now. So the confluence age is also the age where your thinking and your doing should be instantly. So don't think I will do tomorrow, or I still have time, or maybe somebody will come and help me. Do now. Try and do everything now, not for tomorrow. Because why? Because the Father is now with you. So you use the time to the maximum. The confluence age is, I was saying, a combined form where Baba says a wonderful time where you have both you and the Father together. So Baba says you cannot find a couple like this ever down the cycle. So Baba says also have all relationships with Him. You know? Now is not the time to go into relationships, because Baba says also it's not the time also to go into a family, because the world is going to an end. And we are in our creation time. So can you imagine if you're caught up in a relationship and you have family, you'll have no time to do Baba's work. That's over. When you start to do, if you do have, the time is too little. So the best thing is to recognize the time now and to do the maximum. Yes, these desires do exist, then have them with the Father. If you want a child, make the Baba says, make him your child. If you want a wife, make Baba your wife. If you want a husband, make Baba your husband. If you want a friend, make Baba your friend. If you're too attached to your mother and father, make Baba your mother and father. And that will shift. The consciousness here is very important. Baba says, keep your responsibility, but make him everything. And it is possible. Faith in the Father. And it becomes very easy. Because then the desires, and if when you do that, you will do everything, but you will be detached. You won't become so much involved in it, because otherwise you get caught up in the world out there. I'm talking from personal experience as well. It's not like, is it? You have to make Baba yours everything for it to become easy. Otherwise, it's not easy for you. So the confluence age, we said, we have to do everything with the Father. And our promise is that we will constantly have determination. And when we have constant determination, what is our birthright? Constant success. Right? Baba says, you have constant determination. If you're always with me, then you will have success. Success is guaranteed. Right? And then he speaks of four treasures, of four points that you can accumulate now. So if not now, then never. I will end with that. He says, you has given us the treasure of knowledge. He has given us the treasures of powers. He has given us the treasures of elevated thoughts. And he has given us the treasure of time, what we started with. So recognize the time. Make the maximum of it. Benefit the maximum for yourself so that you can benefit others. And that is the greatest service. And then accordingly will be your status. Kings create kings according. Their subjects will be according to them. So accordingly, if you are a very wealthy king, and if you are a very wealthy king, means that when Baba came, you did all what Baba said. Like Brahma Baba. Let's take Krishna. Let's take the known example. So Krishna is praised since childhood. He's rocked. We go since childhood. He's praised. Then Lakshmi Narayan. And down the cycle. So he did everything. So the maximum benefit he got. So Baba says, follow the Father. Om Shanti.